Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Last time, we started the day with Luke heading to the diner. He finally got to meet George and have a very weird, odd experience with Gladys and her twin sister. Was it Gladys? Did she leave out the back and then come back in the front? Who knows if that question will ever be answered. He ordered coffee, got chocolate muffins, went back to the motel room where everyone convened and decided what they needed to do next. They needed to get out of Bakersfield. Luke used a neurocaster and with many successes, found out a lot of information. He found out that there is only one working auto repair shop here in Bakersfield, and it is run by a gang called the Oil Rats. He knows that the next stop is in Fresno. That's how much gas she has left in her car. And so they all decide to head over to the Rusted Wrench. But when they get there, there are two of the gang members who are already standing outside, and they stop Luke from coming in. There's a tense confrontation, and one of them pulls out a picture of Ryan with the Sentry logo, and it says, "Wanted. Anyone who's bringing trouble from Sentry is not welcome in most places." It's fair to say that no one wants to be under Sentry's radar. And so they start to get a little too close for comfort. Their boss, Rusty Ray, comes out, a huge man in stature, about 6'3", walks out and confronts him. And as it starts to get heated, Luke runs away, Ryan runs away. Catherine, in her bravery, stays behind and makes a deal with Rusty. If she can give them all the money that she and her friends have, then they'll fix the car within the hour. And so with four men trailing behind her, she leads them back to the motel room, and they end up taking more than just the money. They take all of Imani's things in her bag, and they also take her cooler with all her supplies. They take her neurocaster. And now the group collectively only has $35 to their name. Kathy finds herself in the motel room alone, face red and fresh from tears.
Kath will sort of press her hands to her cheeks, feel how hot they are, and go splash some water on her face. She wants to go out and look for the other two, but she's terrified that those men are waiting at the end of the corridor and it's a trick. So she stands by the door to the room with her hand on the handle, but she never pulls it down to leave. She's just working up the courage to do it.
By that point, the handles definitely move with Luke entering the room and goes concerned in his face and go, "What happened? Because why are they here? What's going on?"
Luke, I think I messed up. They took everything.
Like, everything? Like, everything? My stuff as well? Ryan's stuff as well?
Imani's everything. They wanted to know how much money we had, and I told them, and then they were only meant to take the money, but they came back, and there were so many of them, and they're so imposing, and I didn't know what to do, so I just... They took her cooler, they took her neurocaster, they took everything, Luke.
For what? What are we getting from this? Really?
The car will be fixed within the hour.
And you, because we're willing to give because another person's stuff away so that you can do your, because your plan. You don't even think about your, because other people, are you that self-obsessed about yourself?
Luke, I don't want to do this right now.
You don't want to do it? We're doing it right now. This is the second time. Second time. First with your husband leaving us behind, and now with whatever you... You...
We needed a way to get out of Bakersfield, and I did that.
And you think the only way out is a car and giving up everybody's stuff? It's not even yours to give. You can't just give, because you need to learn to let go and try to adjust your plans. You don't, you have this one, because mind, mentality, and it, you're so hyper-focused with it that you don't even consider other options. You just think there's a one best way.
You knew going into this. You knew that this was the only thing I wanted. You knew that nothing would stop me. And I'm sorry that I have given away things that were not mine to give, but where were you, Luke?
I did the smartest thing.
You ran away again.
That's the smartest thing.
No, you ran away.
That's the smartest thing.
It's what you always do. You always do it. Oh, I won't tell you anything about me, but I'll find out everything in your personal life, Kath. But I won't tell you anything about mine. No, I'll just run away when things get too hard. Because that's what you do, Luke. You run away when things get too hard. And I didn't. And I'm getting us a way out of Bakersfield. So you can thank me, actually. Or you can shut the fuck up and get back outside.
Now you're twisting... Because this, so that you don't look like the villain. You're obviously the villain here, and because I just look at her and it's like, you really, a little bit of empathy in considering other people first would be because good for your health for once. Call me out of door and just smash it closed. Fuck. And just walk away.
Brian will kind of sheepishly walk past Luke, just kind of avoiding his gaze. He goes through the hallway just to try the door. Kind of opens it up. Kath, are you okay?
Yeah, of course I am, sweetie. Of course I am. Come on in, come on in.
Yeah.
Did you see Luke? You saw Luke on the way out.
Yeah, I also kind of heard him down the hall. It's all right. Usually when people fighting, they're working through something. I just wanted to come in to see that you were doing all right. I was too far away, but I saw those guys go to the motel. I don't know what they did.
When you and James were little, you once saw me out getting groceries. And I'd parked in this guy's usual spot. And you guys were playing somewhere nearby, I guess. I don't know. And he was yelling at me about something.
Yeah.
And as soon as that man walked away, you ran over to me before my son did to see if I was okay.
Yeah. I remember it. We've just been playing tag between the cars and... He's just...
Like I've always told you to not do.
Yeah.
I'm fine, sweetie. It means a lot that you checked in. It's just, yeah, those guys, obviously, you're not a kid. I've got it sorted. We'll be out of here within an hour. You're staying with me. They're not going to tell you when.
Yeah.
But you've got to talk to me.
It wasn't supposed to go down like this. I was just going to be late. The worst that could happen was just a slap on the wrist. I already signed everything. I was just going to be late. Just a week late into work. And then back there, I'd probably have to work overtime, but just to make up what I lost. But that was supposed to be the worst of it. It wasn't supposed to happen like this. We're just supposed to go... I'd take a few pictures of the Golden Gate, show them to my folks. And you know, maybe they'd look at me for more than 5 minutes. But when I made that deal with Sentry, it just It was easy, you know? Just, they said it would be up front. They'd pay me first. And as long as I came in, did my time, I could work back that payment. Because we were cutting it close towards, for a couple of weeks then. I just wanted to keep the lights on, you know, keep at least the power going. That kept them happy. But yeah, they just said they'd just expect me in there bright and early, and I'd figure I'd talk to HR when I got back.
I thought your mom and dad were picking up extra hours. That's why you were doing all those chores around the house. If they're working so much, how can you be working to keep the lights on? I don't understand.
Well, I think it was about 2 years back, they showed me how to handle their savings account. So I'd been pulling from that just to keep the bills going, but with nobody filling that account, we burned through it after a bit. I didn't know what else to do. There's nobody on the first floor that wanted jobs like you did. And I looked everywhere just for something easy that you could get money from. And I heard from a couple of kids that Sentry had some kind of initiative, and almost like a grant they would give to kids. If you signed up, you just did your dues, and then it became a career. And I figured I could do that. It would keep everything going smooth, and I'd clock in, come back home, and they'd still be there. And that's comfort enough, knowing that they'd still be there waiting for me.
Ryan, sweetie, how long has it been since you've spoken to your parents?
Oh. I talk to them all the time. You know, they.
How often do they answer back?
Yeah, I figured to catch on to that one. Every now and again, sometimes when they're looking at me or they've been out of it for a bit, I'll get in a few words edgewise, just about what they've seen. They'd tell me about just the places they'd been, and that they just need to get back.
She'll pull you into a massive hug, sort of like her chin on the top of your head, gives the top of your head a kiss. And she sort of sighs. Well, you're already on the road trip, right? Those pictures you were getting for your folks, we're gonna get them. You're gonna get your picture at the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
And we're gonna stick together, you and me, okay? I'm not, I know you and James are close, I know I'm not them, but just stick with me, okay?
Yeah.
Enough feeling sorry for ourselves. They should be done with that car, right? And she'll start, wiping her eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we can leave Bakersville and all this mess behind. I think it'll be good.
And we'll never look back.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Can I get a wits roll from both of you?
One success.
No successes, but no failures either.
Okay. Ryan, as you're hugging her, you do notice that the door has been pushed open. And you see that one of the oil rats is standing in the doorway.
Oh, he kind of starts, stands up real quick, kind of starts to back away.
He goes, "Hey there, buddy. Miss Kathy." Raises an eyebrow at you.
"Hello there, Sarah. I thought you'd taken what you needed already. Is the car ready?"
"Why, yes, Your Majesty. Please follow me."
"Thank you very much." She'll follow. She'll look at Ryan to come with her too.
Yeah, Ryan would hesitantly look between the oil rat and Kath before kind of just slowly walking behind them.
And you see that he's not alone. There are six other men outside. And he goes, you remember the way back, huh? You walk in front of us.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I.
And you see him, like, he bites his lip.
He stays with me. That was the deal.
No, we don't want the kid. It's Ryan Brewer, right? That's your name?
Yes.
Yeah, Ryan. Both of you. Walk ahead of us.
Come on, Ryan, just do it as they say.
Okay.
Shoot, start walking ahead.
Good girl. You hear him say as you walk past.
She shudders.
Where is Luke, by the way?
The only place where I probably feel comfortable at this point is the diner.
I would say you do see this whole group of men and
okay.
Ryan and Kathy walk past the diner. Like, out the window, you see them walking down the street.
I'm assuming I ordered another cup of coffee, this time with no sugar, and then just follow. Actually, no. I will follow and shout. It's like...
Mm-hmm.
Thinking that I don't like, because Kat already got herself into this mess. I don't like Ryan to be involved in it. So I probably shout, hey, hey.
Couple of them turn around. Yeah.
I'll bring the kid with me.
We were to believe that the kid stays with the lady.
That's what she believes.
Oh, so you speak for the woman now?
At this moment, yes. Look, whatever trouble she got herself into, it's her mess. The kid should not be involved.
And then he looks at you, turns his head, raises an eyebrow at you. What's your name?
Luke.
Luke, huh? Okay. Go ahead, Luke. Go walk with the kid.
Ryan, come over here.
Ryan will just hesitantly just shake his head.
Don't be a hard head. Come over here.
What? Why don't you just join us, Luke? We're getting to the car. We're getting out of here. Just like we talked about.
We will. Yeah, we will. But you don't like to get into her mess.
The guy goes, hey, listen, pal. My name's Joey. And Rusty doesn't like it when we're late. And you're holding us up. So you're either going to walk with us or you're staying here. You got 5 seconds to figure it out.
I'm going to walk. Just let Ryan come with me in the back.
No one's walking in the back. You're walking in front of us. Or you're not walking at all.
Oh, fine.
Good boy.
Not your boy. I grab Ryan's arm, tug him closer to me.
And you guys make your way back to the rusted wrench. Your car is there. It's already turned around. Looks like it's ready for you. And you see Rusty is leaning against the car. Hey, Miss Kathy.
Hello there, Rusty.
Taps the car. Got her all fixed up for you. And remember, you can always rely on the oil rats here in Bakersfield. Thanks for the tip.
It's very kind of you, Rusty. We'll just be heading off then. No more trouble.
Now, get out of here.
Kathy will get in the car. She'll look at Ryan, as if, like, obviously get in. But she doesn't bother looking at Luke.
Yeah, Ryan kind of nervously, like, tugs on the edge of his hat. Kind of tries to pull open the door. Get in as fast as he can.
One of the oil rats touches your hair, Luke. Be a good little dog and get in the car. They walk off.
Yeah, fuck you too.
He turns around. What'd you say?
You heard me. I get into the car.
You see him like nod to two of the guys, and they walk into the front of the car. He holds the door open. He like stops you from closing it. He says, hey, little man. Come say that to my face. Come on. Be a good boy.
Luke grinds his teeth.
That's what I thought. He pats you on the cheek twice. Have a good trip, you little bitch.
I just sit down.
You see two, like the men who are standing in the front, they walk out of the way and they kind of twirl their fingers at you as you drive off.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl. In a special Gertrude room. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
As soon as they're like out of eyesight, I stop the car and turn around and look at Luke. Out.
Luke was still grinding his teeth. Looks at your cat. So, you'll drag me out here and just throw me out. That's another stripe in you not thinking about other people.
Luke, I don't have time to feed your victim complex. I have something I need to do. Imani has something she needs to do. Ryan has something he needs to do. So you either need to shut the fuck up and go with what everyone else is doing, or get the fuck out.
Fine. I sit back and stay in the car.
Cass shoulders, like, visibly relax at him staying. Did we... Is all our stuff is in the car already? Because did they take it out when they brought it, stuff down?
The car is empty. All your food supplies that you had planned for that month for two people, those are gone. All the blankets, everything that you packed before you left, is gone.
Meg. This is so bad, Meg.
We can restock supplies in Fresno. And she'll grip the steering wheel a bit tighter.
Look, not looking at Kat. I'm assuming you have no loose change anymore.
Nope.
So, okay, since I'm seeing this through, and you did say that I don't really open up, I'll give you a tidbit. And because I asked Ryan to give my backpack over, and I dig through it, and I pull out a black credit card. In for a penny, in for a dime, I got cash, but it might get us more trouble than it's worth. If I'm joining you guys and I need to accept the fact that we're gonna do stuff, that might involve everybody in this car, I'm giving fair warning that this credit card is bad news, but we should have cash available to restock.
A fresh start in Fresno would be nice.
Fresh start in Fresno it is, then.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Fresh start in Fresno. FSF, you know?
Now, the way to get to the correct highway ramp, you have to go through a neighborhood first. And you guys are driving. It's about 15 minutes. Through this neighborhood, you see people laying on the ground on the street. One person on their driveway, all connected to neurocasters. And you can see the large lines all connected to their head, and their hands are like contorted up, and you can see their face. It either looks like they're in pain or they're in pleasure. And I need a maneuverability roll from you, Kath, as you are trying to drive around them.
Oh my god, that's two successes.
With those two successes, you are easily able to drive around them. You see that they're, as you drive closer, they're just on one side of the street, so your car easily gets around them. As you see, like, a foot twitch, Ryan, you immediately recognize the state that their bodies are in.
Ryan kind of look a little sick as he's kind of staring in horror at the sight.
And you guys make your way back onto the freeway as you head to Fresno. How are you guys feeling on this drive?
Tense. Like, Kath's driving, like, her shoulders are, like, hunched up. Like, it's that palpable. Like, you can literally see it in her.
Ryan's starting to relax ever since they left all those buildings and now are hitting the open highways. Starting to do that normal thing where he's kind of peering out the window through his viewfinder, his camera.
Yes, you see the large billboards, winning design awards and wars. Century billboard as you guys are driving.
Luke is definitely grinding his teeth.
Is anybody playing any music? Is the radio on? Or is this like the most silent car ride?
I would like to keep, because I would say the beginning is silent, you know, tense shoulders, greeting Teed and Ryan, and Luke has enough of it and he starts, like a virgin, touch for the very first time, and just starts singing it, just to Luke.
Okay, a cappella?
Yeah, he just starts singing it. Yeah, just wait for anybody, like, he looks at Kat, he looks at Ryan, it's like,
Ryan will try to awkwardly harmonize with
it. Kath will look in the rearview mirror, like, lock eyes with Luke, and stay dead silent, and then just turn the music on.
As you're fiddling with the radio, you see static gives way to, like, this garbled transmission, and you hear your name mentioned, Ryan.
Blessing on Highway 101.
Ryan will look out the window to see the mile marker kind of pass by. And just that dread, kind of just try to scrunch himself down into the seat as if the seat will, like, consume him. Ryan is panicked. He's looking out the windows, kind of stretching over the front seat, looking out the back to see if there's anything that's going to suddenly appear.
Right now, it's just your car and, like, one other, like, red car. It's like a small old Honda.
Hearing Ryan's name, Kath would have definitely put her foot on the gas a little bit. So I'll speed him up a bit more. Not so it's like, now down the road or anything, but, you know, definitely quickens the pace.
And you notice that gas is getting low. Like 2 hours have passed by now. It's getting into the later afternoon. You start to see you are about a gallon and a half away from E.
We're going to need to stop for some gas soon.
Are we gonna make it to Fresno, though?
At a push, maybe. It would be better to fill up before then, though.
Yeah, but we all heard the radio, right? Right?
But Ryan, sweetie, if we don't have any gas in the car, then we're not going to go anywhere.
I'm with Kat in this one. We need gas right now. Is there any gas station nearby?
There is a small town that is about, it's a few miles away from Fresno. So you're really close to Fresno, not quite there just yet. But there is a small town that you can pull off and go to.
I'll point that out.
Got it. And then she'll start making, like, her way to that town.
You guys drive, and you're in this, you're type of, it's like a farming town, right? So you're passing a lot of farms, you see some cows and sheep and all these animals. Mixed in with those animals are drone animals as well, that are perched on fences as well. And you guys drive into this small kind of like farming town, and you see a very old self-serve gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Next to the gas station is this old, ill-kept barn.
Mm-hmm.
That's off, like right next to it. You notice a large figure inside the barn.
By large, what do you mean large?
Huge. As your vehicle gets closer, the image becomes clearer. It's a huge drone, and it's bent over to fit inside the barn. And the drone smiles, and it waves at you in a tentative, almost sheepish manner. You see its large hand going up and down as it waves from inside the barn.
Ryan will kind of slowly wave back.
It sees you wave. The drone makes a come here motion with its fingers, and it's still smiling and inviting you into the barn.
Guys, I say no.
I mean,
let's push this to Fresno.
We're here for gas. I don't think we're making it to Fresno without any gas.
Why is the world so such a scary place?
Just one of us keep an eye on it. Whilst I fill up, okay?
I could keep an eye on it. I mean, it's not gonna go anywhere without us hearing it, so...
Okay, do you see the counter somewhere? Like, where we'll pay for the gas?
You have to pay for the gas inside, but it looks like it's closed.
And there's a big-ass drone there.
I mean, it's in a barn next to the gas station.
Okay, so let's do this before you pull up Amani and you, Ryan. Keep an eye on that drone. I will rush definitely inside the counter. Pay immediately. I'll pay immediately for a full tank. I don't care. And then if anything suspicious, we ditch.
Sounds good. We're in agreement. I'll start filling.
Okay, and I jump off the car because rush to the store.
You open the door. It does look like someone should be here working, right? It looks like it's active, but there's no one inside.
Okay. What other things can you buy from this store?
You could see some snacks and some things for your car, mostly, but not much. You could see like seeds and stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'll just grab as much snacks as I can with like whip it like this. Put it in the counter.
There's not that much. There's not like a whole armful.
Yeah.
You see like a handful of seeds and stuff like that, but that's about it. Yeah.
I'm just grabbing whatever. It's like, yeah. And just putting in the counter because looking for anybody because around.
I think Ryan's curiosity would get the better of him as he saw Luke kind of, like Kath filling up the car. Luke's kind of in the shop. He'll kind of quietly open his passenger door to sneak over to the drone just to see what it was trying to get us to like come in.
Yeah, it's still smiling and it's inviting you with the come here motion with its hand.
He'll kind of nod and wave some more just to see it react.
Still smiling. How close do you get?
I guess... at least like a foot breadth from the its longest finger, because he's getting this camera up because he wants to at least take a picture of this. It's so strange.
So you're not walking inside. You're just on the outside taking a picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're able to take a picture just fine. But it's still smiling and it's waving at you, and it still looks a little sheepish, like it's nervous.
Oh, it's okay, big fella. And he'll kind of pull out the little film and kind of wave it to get the photo to develop as he's walking closer.
As you walk closer, it kind of backs away a little bit.
Oh, Brian will raise his hand. Says, it's all right. What did you want to show us?
You see that it's trying to, you see it like hides behind something. Like it's trying to hide like by a huge pillar, and then it turns its head to look at you, still smiling.
You kind of think of it as a game, and so Ryan will try to hide behind the door, do the same kind of wave motion.
And you see that it claps his hands in happiness. And then it goes to try to find you. But it's so large, it's not very good at the game. It's like finding it difficult to hide in the small barn. It's like, it walks over to you, you hear the large steps of the drone, and it like goes to kind of touch you, to tag you, but it's very gentle.
Ryan will let him tag him. He'll kind of like, as if he's playing with like a smaller child, he's kind of like hiding in places it's easy to spot. Or if the robot's hiding somewhere, he's like taking longer to find him.
And you see that its body has moved. It's in front of the entrance that you walked in, and it's covering the entrance as it's trying to look for you.
So there's nobody around, right?
Not yet. And then you hear the little door off in the back. You see a little woman walk through, little old woman come through. She goes, oh.
Hello.
Hello. Hello there. Welcome. I'm sorry about that. I was just using the bathroom out back.
It's nothing. So I would like to pay for a full tank of gas and all of the snacks.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I haven't seen anybody come here in a few hours, so.
Yeah, we're just passing through. We're just passing through.
So. Of course. You paying with card or cash?
Card.
Okay, sounds good. She takes your card. Oh, this is fancy. You're not around. You're not from around here, are you?
No.
okay then. And then gets your card information, scans it in. Then she goes, well, there you go. You have good travels.
Thank you very much. Thank you. What a pleasant pit stop you have here. I grab the snacks and just head out. It's like.
Thank you. Make sure you say hi to Bobby on the way out.
I just raise my thumb up. Yeah, and then it's like, and then do I see Luke not keeping watch?
Luke? You're Luke.
I know. Do I see Ryan? Sorry.
You don't see Ryan.
And I look at Kat. And I look at Imani. Where are they? Or where is he?
Ryan was sat in the car. He was right. And she's like, sort of like, she's been trying to like, sort of fight with the pump a little bit. And she sort of like turns around. He was right there.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll just dump the snack in and I'll start looking around.
Kath will start shouting his name.
Okay. Ryan, you will hear, because the barn's not that far off. Yeah. You'll hear your name being called out.
Ryan's kind of like fighting back laughter with this big drone. He's like, okay. this was great, big fella, but I need to go. My friends are calling.
And you see the kind of the unblinking eyes. Still has that smile plastered to its face, and just shakes its head like in a no motion, but it can't speak. And it goes to tap you again to play.
Oh, it's okay. I'll be back. I promise. But.
And it keeps shaking its head no.
Well, what about this? I have other friends. What if I go grab them? And then we'll have more people to play with. Imagine trying to find four people. Wouldn't that be more fun?
And it just stares at you.
Oh, don't be like that. They're great.
You see that its hands have started to dig into the ground.
Hey, like kind of like chastising like a kid or a pet. It's just like, hey, no.
It balls its hands into fists and slam them onto the ground in front of you.
Oh, okay, big fella. And Ryan will kind of look around the barn. Is there another way out?
There's no way out.
There's not another way out. Okay. Okay. We'll play another round. Play another round, okay? Okay. But you should hide. And it should be a really good spot.
And it points, it just points at you.
Yeah, I'm going to stay. I'm going to count, but you need to hide.
Kind of backs up away from you, and its head is turned.
I'm going to be counting, and I think I can still see you. Might not be a good spot. One.
And this is where we'll end the episode.
Luke is not having a nice time with you guys.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Electric State, The Path to Dawn. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to share it with your friends and family, and don't forget to leave us a review. New episodes are published every week on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and Amazon Music. I'm your Game Master, Maia, and I'm joined by Arcturus as Ryan, Serge as Luke, Meg as Catherine, and Naya as Imani. Check out the links in the description to learn more about the game and our amazing cast.